Be'ez Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shleisha Asa, the 13th chapter in the Rambam Sechem Hilchas Tumas Achon, the laws of impurity as it relates to food items in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity. We continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing this halacha of Hechsher, which creates a susceptibility of Tumma to a food item if it comes in contact with one of the seven liquids, where it has to be with the willingness and the consent and the desire of the owner. In this Perek, we discuss regarding the detachment of the water with the consent in regards to this halacha of Hechsher. As Rambam gives halacha out regarding, it depends how a person draws the water, specifically a case of with a cylinder. Hamemale bekilin, if someone draws water with a cylinder, to go ahead and draw it from where it's gathered to take it to a faraway place. So hamayim hanishonim bekilin, so the water that remains in that cylinder, hadehim tlushim beratzin, they're considered detached with his willingness. Ad shleish yomim, but it's only up until a period of 3 days, because a person wants the water that he drew for 3 days, and therefore it'll be machsher of achash leishayam. But after 3 days, in tlushim beratzin, it's not drawn with a person's desire, because it's understood that it's only going to be wanted for 3 days, and if it remains there longer, that wasn't his original intent. Elam nisha shamashka. Rather, if some liquid remains over there, ain't a machsher. That will come account to one of seven with a solid will not make it susceptible to tumah. Halacha Beis continues regarding when there's wood that liquid fell on them. So eitzim shenafalei mashkin beratzin. So if there's wood that liquid fell on it willingly, the person wanted it. But then v'yardoleim gushom shalei beratzin. Then there's subsequently rain in it without the person wanting that. So imrabu, if there's more rainwater than the liquid that originally fell on the wood, hadei kulim shalei beratzin. Now it's all considered not willingness, because the majority of what was not wanted has nullified the original liquid which was wanted. Now, but Haitzim Shayer Dolem Gishom, let's say he took it out because he wanted it to be rained on, Ava Bishara, but then even if there's more rainwater, Hadei Kul Meratz, and they're all wanted, and therefore they're going to be machshir the wood, they're going to be machshir the anything that comes in contact with that water. Now the Rambam continues regarding water that's on the animal. Hayudaglev, or Yudaglev Behemte, let's say his feet or the feet of his animal, Mamalay's tit, were full of mud. Vava Banar Verdakatu, and then I walked through a river and now it got washed off. So im samach, if he's happy that the mud came off, so now the water that went on his feet, Talush and Beratzin were detached from where they were, because when it's mechuber, it's not going to go ahead and be machsher, but its detachment was, as we had said in the previous program, has to be Beratzin, this can say Beratzin, and hence it's going to make a food item susceptible to tumah. But if not, in Beratzin, it's not considered that it was detached willingly, and hence it's not going to be machsher. Loch gimel, hamoyedes ha-galgalim, if someone takes down the wheels of the wagon, which is made out of wood, or the utensils of the cattle, like for example the which is put on the neck of the animal, which are the handles of the plow, which are made out of wood. B'shas ha-kodim, in the summer months, when they're called kodim because of the ruach kodim, the eastern wind is blowing and it dries up the moisture in the wood utensils and it cracks, and they specifically put into water so that it should absorb the moisture and it should close up the cracks. So if in these times he puts these wooden utensils lamayim into the water, so that the cracks in the wood should close up. So the water that's going in it is obviously was detached from the source with his intent. Halacha dalt. If someone takes an animal down into the water to drink, so the water that comes up with its mouth is tulush and beratz, and obviously he wanted to drink, there's going to come water over there, it was detached willingly. But if it agleho, and that which came, its feet got wet, that wasn't detached willingly, unless he was having in mind that its feet should get washed too. Now, b'shas ha-chayrif, in the winter, or actually the Rambam himself, his gears in the Gemara is b'shas ha-yachif, which means barefoot, which is an illness that of the hooves of the animal because it walks, and water, if it bathes in cold water, actually makes it easier, the pain, and it takes away the toil that it had, of hadayish, which they used to thresh the grain with the legs of the animals, and that also wears out the animal. Oh, if then he was taking the animal down, then afshabirglav, then he wants on its feet. Tulusha beratzin is detached willingly because, again, he wants it to heal the animal's feet. Now, but let's say a deaf mute or mentally deranged or minor takes the animal down to drink, then even though he had in mind that it should also wash its feet, the water that comes up with its feet, ain't in tulusha beratzin, and not considered detached willingly. These three types of individuals who don't have das, they, in halacha, they're considered to have action, but not intent. Their intent is not significant. They don't have das. And hence, the fact that he had this in mind will not create, unless it was an actual action, which was not the case over here. It was all dependent on a thought. Halacha Hey, the Rambam continues regarding water that's on the person. Hatoyva b'mayim, someone immerses himself in water. Hadikola mayim shal basaris, all the water that's on his skin is tulush merasin, was attached willingly because he this was his intent to go out and tevel. Obviously, that means he knows his body is going to get wet. Avloiva b'mayim, someone's just walking through water. Kola mayim shal basaris, ain't tulush merasin, all the water that's on his flesh is not considered detached willingly because he would have had rather that there was no river that he has to pass by. So it's not something considered as merasin. Halacha vav, mishal tovel banar, someone immersed himself in the river. Now, as on his way back, he has to pass through another river just to pass by. So, the second river nullifies the first one. And now the water that's on them is not considered detached willingly. It's not going to be makshar any food items because the original one which he wanted was already nullified in the second one which came after that and washed that off. And that's the primary now. That was not beratzen. And let's say his friend, in his intoxication or the intoxication of an animal, pushed him into the water. So that new water was not willingly, but that nullifies the first ones. But if they pushed him in a game where they're laughing and kidding around, they pushed him into the water, well, that is not nullified. Rather, the water that's on him is considered as detached willingly because that's not something that was intended to be done, hence that would not have the ability to nullify. If let's say he immersed himself in the river and he came out, now he gets rained on, so now if there's an increase of the rainwater over what's on his body originally, again, that nullifies the first waters, but so all the water that's on him is not considered detached willingly because the rainwater nullified it. Someone's floating on the surface of the water. So the water that sprays as he's floating, that's not considered detached willingly because someone who's floating is not trying to make a splash and whatever splashing is not willingly. And but the water that comes up on him, that is detached willingly because that's all part of floating. Now, if he intended to spray on his friend, then obviously what he's spraying is also detached willingly because he's intending to spray. Now, someone makes like a bird in the water, which is a vessel made out of reeds, which is distinct for playing around and spraying in the water. Now, those who play this game, they're not really interested in the spraying and not with the water that gathered there with it. They use it for whatever the reeds are, but they don't really want the water to be spraying. So the water that's being sprayed and that gathers in that tzipur, they're not detached willingly. It's not going to be machshir any food item. Halacha test. Now, someone's measuring a pit, a cistern, because he wants to know how deep it is. Now, for that, it's enough just to go ahead and he's trying to stick in his hand or this tool to know how deep it is. So the water that comes out with his hand or the thing that he's measuring with, that's going to be considered detached willingly because, again, he wants to know by putting his hand in or that tool to know how deep it is. And that therefore that's necessary to put in. You have to get into the water to see how deep it is. Now, but the Madur Rachba, if he's measuring the width, then the water comes out with his hand or what he's measuring with, that detached willingly, because for the width, he doesn't have to go put the depth, you have to go into the water. And if it does get wet here by the width, but you don't have to, that's not considered Mirtzainim. Now, Pasha Yodah Eragli Labar, now let's say he stretched out his hand or his foot into the pit, lay the Mish Bamayim, just wants to know if there is water inside of it. So the water comes out with his hand or his foot. It's not considered detached willingly because when he's touching it, he senses and he doesn't really want the water that's coming out. But let's say he's stretching out his hand's foot to know how much water there is over there. Oh, so that's similar to Leda Umkoi. So then whatever's coming out is willingly because he wanted to see how much water there is. You have to obviously get wet to see how much water there is. Zarak Evan Laboy. Let's say he threw a stone into a pit. Laid the Mish B'mayim to know if there was water in there. And so the water that sprays is not willingly, because he doesn't care about the spray. He just wanted to hear when that sound was going to make, when it was going to hit the water. Bishala Evan, and the water that's on the stone, which is, if there's water on the part that's sticking out on the stone out of the pit, it's still considered like attached to the pit, and therefore in conclusion that would not be considered as if it's detached. Halacha Yud continues regarding water that's on skin of the animal or on a boat. If someone bangs on the skin of the animal, which the wool wasn't taken off yet, and to cleanse it, they would wash in water and bang it with a stick. So if someone's banging on this piece of leather, out of the water, meaning once it was already taken out of what it was washed in, so the water that sprays from it is detached willingly. That's the reason he wants the water to come out. But let's say he's banging while it's still in the water. Obviously, it's not being detached willingly because it's still wet and it's not going to help to get the water out. That's not considered beratzin. Water that comes out with the boat, the vehicle, and the reservoir of a mashaitis, or the oars, where that they would have this reservoir in the walls of the boat or in the oars, in tlusha beratzin. So the water that comes out, that it's not something that he wants. I'd rather have it not get wet. And that's not considered as beratzin. Uv matzaydis, and what comes out with the snares of the rashasais and the nets of machmoris and the meshes, also in tlusha beratzin, not detached willingly. He doesn't necessarily want these things to be wet. But the nerve is shaking it out, tlusha beratzin, then it's detached willingly because he wants to get the water out. That's an element of beratzin. V'chein ha'mayim shal akasya shal shulchan, so too the water that's on the coverings of the tables, v'al shipa shal avein, the coverings of the bricks, in the beratzin, that he doesn't want them. Vimnir, but if he shakes it out, but that is a willingness of trying to get it out that makes it, now it could make a food item susceptible to tumah. Halachid base. Hamelech has a svin liyam hagadol. Someone takes a boat to the Mediterranean Sea, Litzarfa, which what would happen was that the walls of the boats would get dry and crack when it's not in the water. And then we take it there just to strengthen it by closing up the cracks. So, or let's say Hamitzi Masmal Gishom, someone takes out a nail into the rain. Litzarfa, to solidify it, to harden it. Or hamanichas ha'udv, someone takes a piece of wood that was burnt, a part of it, and he's putting out a bagshom into the rain, lasses pecham, to make it into like charcoal. So all these cases are mayim shalim tlushim beratzin. The water that's on them is detached willingly because he wants these things to be getting wet. Aval hamitzias ha'masmer, if someone takes out that nail or that charred piece of wood to the rain, l'chabaisim, to extinguish them because they were very hot, but not to harden them, the water on them is not detached willingly, because to the contrary, the person doesn't want, it's like just trying to protect something, but not in the intentional way of the water wanted for itself. Look at Gimel continues regarding water that went on a vessel, or someone removes water from a situation. Shilshul as a mishaylis labar. If someone lowers down a chain into a cistern, ulahalas bakli or kitun, and his intent was to lift out a vessel or a flask, or shushalas akakola, he lowered down a basket, labar, into a cistern, kadishesh ulahalatan ago, so that the chicken, the rooster could sit on it. So the water on it was not detached willingly, because he's not interested at all that the basket or the chain should get wet, they're just lowering it down so he can get what's over there. Someone's smoothing out cress, which is a type of a vegetable, type of cabbage. And he's smoothing it out, to remove the water that's on it. Or someone's squeezing out the hair with his garment. The water comes out, is detached willingly because he wants to get it out. Whatever remains in the cress or the hair is not detached willingly. Because to the contrary, he wanted all to come out. And whatever's remaining is obviously not detached beratzin that's still there. Now, Kresha Asma, the crest itself, Puchshura, is susceptible to Toma. Shabashas Prishas and Makshin, because when you're removing the liquid from it, at the time when it's leaving, it's touching it willingly, so Makshin, so that it's going to make it susceptible at that moment. But let's say he removed the water from on it with all his might, Lehuchshura, then it's not susceptible to Toma, because since it detached in a blink of an eye, it really never touched it even when it was leaving. So hence, because it came right out and never touched it that moment. Halachat Zvav continues regarding someone shaking a tree and then liquid comes off from it. Hamaladis Elon, if someone shakes a tree, lahashim imenu echolim, to detach from it food items, the fruits, or lahashar tumo, or so that something tummy should come off from it. Hamayim and the tazmim imenu, so the water that sprays out from the tree, inu tulushim ratzin, that could detach willingly because that wasn't his intent to have the water come down. He did do lahashim imenu mashkin, if his intent was to shake it so that liquid should come down. Then I eat some of the, so that what comes out is detached, and because he wanted that. But when the shonam, by whatever remains in the tree, av bishonashim makom makom, although it got detached from one place to another place, einim tulushim rotsin. It's not considered that it was detached willingly. Neshim miskam hashayim makulu, because to the contrary, he wanted all to come out totally, and it didn't. It's got stuck somewhere else in the tree. That wouldn't be considered a tlish rotsin. Pchinim nitzu sotuv. Let's say it sprayed through the shaking of the tree, alamuchabarim, something that's attached. Einam Tolushim Beratzin is not considered detached willingly, and therefore if it touches now Perius Tolushim with the water that's on which is attached, it's not going to make it susceptible to Tumah, because that was not what he wanted. Look at the Zayin. Hamadah Desilim, if someone shakes a tree with the intention of having the water come out. The Naval Achaver, and it fell on his friend, Oisaicho, on the branch, or the Naval Achaverta, and it fell on the other one. Now, beneath them are seeds and vegetables that are attached to the ground. Now the water fell on the attached peiris that are beneath them. So the water that's on the seeds and on those vegetables, they're not considered detached willingly, and they're not going to make susceptible that which touches them, because it wasn't his intention that it should fall on those seeds. Now, if it fell on those things that were detached, then it would be makshrut, even though that was not his intention. But here, that it fell on those which are mechubam lekarka, then that which touches of telushim is not going to be considered as berotz, and hence not going to be makshrut letumah. Lochid Zayin continues with regarding the sediments of wine that fell on them, the water. So shmarim shal truma, when there were sediments, with these are the pieces of the grapes from the wine of truma, shnosle mayim, which water was put on them. The reason for that is there's a beverage called temed, which is when you ferment the peels, the sediment of the grapes, it creates some type of an alcoholic beverage. So Kfar Be'an B'Trumah is already explained in Hilchos Trumah's Perkei Alf, Halachid Gimel Sha'arishon, the first temed that's made, V'Hasheni, and the second one, Osel Zarm, is forbidden for Zarm, because it's Trumah, and it still has the Halacha as the outgrowth of those Trumah grapes. V'Shal Hekdash B'Di Gabayis, and that which is from Hekdash from the temple upkeep, Avashlishas, even the third run of the water through it is going to make it forbidden, as still as this beverage of Hekdash. B'Shekachim Mizbech, and that which is from the Nesachim of that which Kachay of Mizbech, Lo'ilma says, always going to be forbidden, no matter how many times you make Temet. B'Shal Maiseh Sheni Havadeh, and the definitive Maiseh Sheni, which means to say that it was the Maiseh Sheni was separated from definitive Tevel, which excludes Maiseh Sheni, which was purchased from Am Oretz, which is called Demai, which we don't trust them, and it's considered Suffig Maiseh. But what the Rambam is telling us is that the first temet of Maiseh Sheni from those type of produce would be permitted to drink out of Yishlam, because the Issa temet is only rabbinic stringency, and therefore they weren't good in the situation of Suffolk, which is what Demai is. But from definitive Maiseh Sheni, then Rishon Levad Asa, only the first run would be Asur to eat out of Yishlam. Now, the Rambam is drawing a parallel. That halacha that we said in Hilchas Trumah is Kishem Shamal in this Trumah, just like they said regarding the prohibition, Kachomer Le'Nechshem, so they said regarding its ability to make food and susceptible to Tumah. Let's say the temed was made passively by itself, which lets the water fell on them without the intent of the owners, because if he intentionally did it, so obviously that you wouldn't be able to qualify its makshana, because by putting it, he would be qualifying that he's making the temed into mashka. But if, let's say, it happened by itself, the animal drinking each one as they came, because if a person was drinking, again, he would also be considered that giving it significance to make the temed into a mashka. As the Rambam says, if a person was removing the first waters, even if they fell by themselves, since he thought about it, and was particular about them, that itself would make it susceptible even if it was chul, and even until 1,000 times. But if an animal does, so then, do we consider this as a beverage or not? So that would depend. Like we said, Trumas would be the first 2 times, Maiser Shein would be 1 time, Hekdash by the way would be 3 times, Kashim would be forever, because that's what we're saying. Is it considered as this beverage would be qualified based on what do we consider as temed, and that's considered a beverage. But beyond that, it wouldn't be. So just like I said regarding the isra of that, so they said regarding the hechsher of it, it can be considered as a beverage. Again, if it's happening passive, because if it's happening by the human being or he's removing it, the human being, either one, would give it a chashivas, would be considered as a lerotzain, thus making it into mashke. But without that, it would have the same qualification for the isra as it has regarding that of the laws of hechsher.